Yeah, defense did a great job. You know, anytime they put a goose egg on the board, you expect to win. You know, we obviously missed some opportunities in the red zone. Mason kicked the ball great, had 4 field goals, but obviously we like to put those in the end zone. You know, we had a nice 2 minute there at the end of the first half, and unfortunately couldn't get a touchdown out of that, and fumbled inside the 5, I believe, and you know, just took points off the board. You got to give their defense credit; they fought the entire game, and Julian made a couple of nice plays. But you know, anytime you get a win, this league will take it, and it's good to get back on the winning track, and hopefully we'll be able to parlay this momentum going into an important quarter of our season. Well, we made some plays. I thought Donald did a great job. It's good to get him the record. And then he made some spectacular plays, another great one-handed catch while guys were hanging all over him. Wanted to get Greg the ball. Obviously, he made some nice plays for us. And JerMichael, again, had another good game. We just got to continue to build off what we do each week. And obviously, on offense, you know, I don't think we'll be completely satisfied when we watch the film tomorrow with the way we played. But you know, we'll clean it up again and be very critical of ourselves and try and build on this and look forward to next week in Cleveland. I felt like we had a good rhythm. I felt personally I was in a good rhythm. We were able to hit some short ones early on and then hit some big plays in the third quarter to kind of soften them up a little bit. But, we couldn't run the ball that well in the first three quarters, so we kind of had to rely on our short and intermediate passing game, and when the shots were there down the field, we usually made the most of them. Well, one of them was definitely my fault. You know, we had a shovel pass called, and I should have checked the protection to the left. I knew he was free. I was unfortunately trying to get away from him and throw it away, and he kind of wrapped me up. So definitely that one of the 2 minute drill was my fault. But I think, there were times where I had a lot of time to throw and times where I was pressured. But I think we're going to, again, be critical on the film and improve and get better. I was, but when he went in motion, James kind of stayed a little bit lower than we expected on that one. I didn't want him to take a big shot, a blind shot. So I came back to JerMichael on that play. But we ran it later in the game, and I hit him. But it was nice. I think it was in the red zone. We had a run call, and I checked it off. And they had off coverage on him and just wanted to get him that catch and get moving forward and let him take his bow like he's much deserved. Thank you. I'm the one thanking him with those big plays he's made for us. Another incredible one-handed catch. I thought after the catch in Arizona in the preseason, it'd be hard to top. But we'll see the film. Maybe it'll be on SportsCenter. But that was an incredible catch again. Well, when they got Grady in there, that's a tough guy to move. I don't think they're doing anything too different, but. And they seem to play a lot more one eye than I think we kind of expected. I think Coach and I both thought that they might play more of an umbrella coverage on defense and expect their front seven to get pressure and stop the run. And I think they, put that eighth guy in the box a little bit more. That's why, we had to check out some runs to a pass. And I think that's why we were able to have the kind of protection we did in the passing game. I hope so. Well, we got to do what's working for us, and when they're going to take away the run early in the game, we got to be able to be efficient in the passing game. I think we hit very efficient in the first half and missed a couple in the second half. We probably want back, but we're gonna stick with what works. And in this game, being able to get the ball to JerMichael down the field and Greg having 6 catches and Donald with 7, those are our playmakers. And anytime I can get them the ball, I think we're going to have good results. Yeah, I do. I definitely do. you know, it's nice to have a field goal kicker who bangs them home every time, but it's disappointing when, especially you get the ball inside the 10, you come away three or nothing, you know, on the fumble. You know, it's those can be momentum killers. Thankfully, our defense played great today. And, you know, even when they did get the ball in the red zone, Atari had a big interception. I think they had five sacks. We had five sacks on defense and did a great job. But, you know, when you're playing a team that maybe has a little more experienced offense, you know, we're going to have to cash in those opportunities for seven and not three, because those are big momentum swings for the game. It was the same play that we ran to the other side on the second possession, which were a touchdown. And I think they kind of learned from the first one and kind of held Donald Lee up and then banged John as well. I knew that Julian was coming off the edge. That's why I took maybe a little bit shorter of a drop to help DC, because I knew he had a long way to go to kick him out. And I was just about to fire it to a spot where only John could catch it or it'd be incomplete. Well, I like the progression that TJ has made. You know, he's an athletic guy. I've been kind of all over the place in the OTAs and training camp, but I think he's doing a nice job, and he's done some good things in practice for us, and I have a lot of confidence in him. He exudes confidence from himself, and he plays with a little bit of a nasty streak as well. So anytime he's in there, I got confidence in him, and if we got to go with him, then we're going to, you know, be confident in his abilities and confident that he'll get the job done.